Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 11th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed Robert Gabriel Mugabe University.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University that has caused a lot of controversy in the country.
The cash-strapped Harare government announced Wednesday that it has approved a grant of $1 billion for the construction of a university to be named after Zimbabwe's president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. The university will be offering engineering, technology, science, and mathematics.
The opposition movement for democratic change and the Zimbabwe National Students Union have criticized the plans, saying government should instead improve existing underfunded universities around the country. Students at state-run universities and colleges say they are struggling with lack of accommodation and they are also crumbling infrastructure, while the government does not offer grants to help the universities. The cost of $1 billion has also shocked the world, as many analysts deem it to be excessive for a country with a budget of about $3 billion.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Kulawasanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngekoleji elikhulu elikumele imfundo ephezulu ele Robert Gabriel Mugabe University okumele lakhiwe khona ngale ke eMazowe eMashonaland Central. Iye kubikwa ukuthi uhulumende uthi uza kwethulela umongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lo nkosikazi wakhe uGrace Mugabe imali efika i-billion dollars yokuthi kwakhiwe iuniversity leyi. So nxa abantu bekhangela bathi iuniversity leyi iyadula okunye okumangalisayo ukwakhiwa kwayo, njengoba kuzabiza sibili amadola adlula 700 million ukuthi yakhiwe sibili, kube sekubuya okunye kwangkhona i-300 million kanye azani yasetshenziswa ukuthi kwenziwe lokhu kuthiwa i-research. But abafuna ukwenza kakhulu ukuthi kufundiswe kufundiswe izifundo ze-science, kubuye ke i-technology, kubuye ke i-mathematics, kuzobuya ne-engineering. Liyakwazi lokho kuthiwa i-STEM phela okufundisa isikolo, okuqhutshwa kakhulu nguprofessor Jonathan Moyo, yena umphathintambo wemfundo yaphezulu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, ngoba izina sifulayo iyakhonana Blessing lithi bona batholi imali yokuthi bafundiswe, kodwa sokuthatha imali enlutshwane ihanjiswe khona ngale eZimbabwe. Siyawazi ukuthi le budget uma 3.4 khonapho kuphela billion. So nxa ungakhipha i-billion khonapho kusalani?
Of course, this is not apparently the only university that government is planning to fund. President Robert Mugabe was addressing members of the army today, and he was saying that there is another proposed defense college university that the government plans to be building. And of course, President Robert Mugabe, I think he has now arrived in Bulawayo ahead of the rally in Gwanda tomorrow. Hongu hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nezve mari irikunzi nevamwe yakawandisa zvikuru yekuvaka chikoro kumazoko chinonzi icho Robert Mugabe University chinonzi chinenge chichitangira pama masters zvichienda mberi vamwe vari kuti mari inenge yakati wandisei zvakanyanya tichitarisawo budget yeZimbabwe kuti vachina masaundi budget 4 billion asi havakwanise kuireza 4 billion gibs vanopedzerawo ma 3.7 yozodzikiswa nekuti mari munyika hamuna saka kuti pawanikwe mari ingasvike 1 billion vakawanda vari kuti mari iyi inenge yakawandisa zvekuti havafungi kuti pane investing ngavakwe nemari yakawanda zvakadaro tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzimbabwe gibs
kwena even the international monetary fund blessing kuri vamwe kuti okuhluphayo kweleZimbabwe kuti mali yapongotatwa nje isetshenziswe ongamelanga yekhona siyabona njalo lokuthi kulala abasakhulayo abagcine nje sokuthiwa babuyele emsebenzini abayi 2000 kumbe 3000 usiyakhonapo kodwa iZimbabwe itayela mali so kuyahlupha kakhulu konkulu
but of course those who are backing the project are saying that it will be helpful in as far as technology is concerned. So of course there are some who are saying this is a good thing despite the huge cost. I think we have our first guest Gibbs, that is Mr. Treasure Basopo, the Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesperson. Mr. Basopo, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away. We have Mr. Basopo on the line.
Yes, Mr. Basopo, we have seen statements from Zinasu that you are totally against the construction of this university. So, why are you opposed to the this kind of project?
To say to the start, Zinasu is unequivocally opposed to the decision the decision that is probated by the cabinet to come up with a national university which should be named after the name Robert Mugabe. I think this represents the schizophrenia that has been talking often about all along, which represents the misplacement of priorities in our country. The issue of education, which is a right guaranteed under Section 75 of Zimbabwe National Constitution, is not a right to play and dangle around with, just like what we're seeing from this government. First, we should start with our people. The students, the current students who are in tertiary institutions, they are not being catered for under the current facilities. We need a refurbishment and a clear, giving priorities to the current facilities and taking recognition and cognizance of the fact that government is failing to fund and to come up with the quality education rather than talking of a quantity that they are talking of in the issue of building a Robert Mugabe University. Because we have adequate institution momentarily, but which need to be capacitated enough for them to be able to accommodate students. So this thing which is coming as a ZANU-PF method and a trajectory of marketing Robert Mugabe as a name rather than Robert Mugabe whatever as a brand, to us we are totally opposed. Without any provocation and degree to comrade, let me state it categorically clear that the students in this country, for example, let's talk from the University of Zimbabwe, they are not having adequate accommodation. Most students are checking, they are being checked out of the institutions because of lack of funding. That is, their fees not being paid for by their parents or whatever who is funding their education. And no one is intervening. Students, they are deferring on a daily basis. Last semester, I was on another interview where I said it clearly that 2,000 students deferred last semester due to the search and, due to the lack of funding by themselves or by their pockets or whatever due to the high unemployment rate which is existing. So that 1 billion can be channeled towards capacitating the students who are already enrolled. And those who are already enrolled, they should be able to get through the tertiary institutions rather than coming up with another dubious tertiary institution which we don't even know the agenda.
Mr. Basopo, but the Chinese have a saying that the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. It might be Robert Mugabe University, it might be Rhodes University in South Africa, but what is important, according to those who are supporting the project, is what degrees the institution will be offering, not the name Robert Mugabe.
Absolutely, Absolutely, no doubt. We are not opposed to the coming up of another institution for the purposes of providing education. What we are opposed of is that we have adequate institution comrades momentarily, which can be capacitated, with students who are there can be able to be afforded a quality education, rather than coming up with another university, the purpose of which you know fully that it is to come up with a name Robert Mugabe. You know, this is not the first time that they've been proposing. Last month, they were proposing to rename University of Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. So we begin to question the agenda of coming up with another university. Is it to propel the quality of the education in this country, to propel or bring up, the name of someone else into the public domain?
Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Tandeko Zindi Mukanja, an educationist. Mr. Mukanja, good evening.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So now we see that, Mr. Mukanda, there is this proposal to actually construct Robert Mugabe University, and I know that you are an educationist. So give us your take on this kind of thing.
Yes, my take is that some of these things end up being meaningless in substance. In the first place, when we talk of university education, we're talking of quality, not quantity. How can we have another university before the ones that were proposed and established are not yet complete? What's the purpose of starting something, spending a lot of money, whereas you still have quite a few other universities that are still outstanding in terms of infrastructure? And again, with the current state of affairs, what's the purpose of churning out the thousands and thousands of university graduates who will not be absorbed into any formal economy? And again, why should this university of all things be called after R.G. Mugabe, when there may be better people who have done so much for education in this country? I know people come up with various positions as to why it's called R.G. Mugabe. But again, look, we have National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo, the Bindura University of Science and Technology, and each and every other university has a faculty of sciences. Therefore, I think we already have enough. Let us establish these other universities. Look at Lubana State University. That is located in two places. It's not in Lubana. It's only Lubana State University by name, because the majority of the campuses.
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect with Mr. Mukanja. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the approval by the cabinet to construct a 1 billion university in Mazowe. The university will be named after the president. It will be called Robert Gabriel Mugabe University. And many people are saying the cost is just too much for a cash-strapped economy like Zimbabwe. Hongu hamawadi wa makasunu nguka kuti munge mchiti phone la chitaure nya ioi pa WhatsApp number zedu zinotizo 001-202-465-0318. Munokwanisa kutumira message ipapo tobata kufonerai kuti mutipo pfungwa dzenyu. Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Pasopo. So, Mr. Pasopo, you are saying that the construction of this university is a waste of resources. So, what are you advising the president to do? You know, he wants this university together with his wife. So, they are the first family, by the way.
Our 94-year-old president, who happens to be the grandfather of one, should be well advised that this country cannot be run like a tax shop. This is a serious country which runs under the a democratic constitution, the constitution of which was prohibited by our people on the 16th of March 2018. What this simply means that the people should be, we the people, especially those of us who are in universities, should be consulted enough. What you're talking of is that in at NASTE, if you go to NASTE right now or tomorrow morning, you'll be able to see that there's an unfinished product of building and blocks that have not been completed, including lectures. If you go to the University of Zimbabwe, students, they are sleeping like sardines. They are packed in some 1 by 2 meter rooms while they are two sleeping on bunk beds like they're at prison. If you go to MSU, the students there, they are sleeping in some funny and overcrowded suburbs. No matter what they are called, no, I'll show Senga, going like that. That means that the decent education has been corroded, has been obliterated, simply because no one is coming in as an, the government failing to come in to provide an offer to accommodation. And even when it comes to lecture rooms, they are overcrowded. Go to the University of Zimbabwe. Some students they are doing their lectures and tutorials under trees, simply because the infrastructure there is failing to accommodate. So what I advise Robert Mugabe right now, I hope he's listening to this, or his confidants, they are listening to this, they should first channel in their money towards the provision of quality education that we have right now, which is provided for under Section 75, as I said before, rather than coming up with some funny luxurious universities that the money of which is coming from our treasury. Coming up with the name of a person who has done nothing over the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Basopo. Please do stay on the line. Name him Terry Vama Sanga Magadi.
Baba Jonga Magadi.
Ndim Koma Blessing, Koma Jonga, Vano, I will name switch tattoo, Pajonga Diaspora.
Okay. Koma Blessing Magadi, and you.
Isu Tirinan, Jemutua, Kumuaka, or Makum Munior.
Indeed, Kunoko South Africa.
Paris, Pajon, Mukup Kajosef.
Ini ndiro gara ku Pretoria ini ndo mandiri cha muna
Pretoli.
Hello.
Ndati ku Pretoli Tswane.
Ndiri mu Tswane province muna zuma cha imwe.
Handiti ka aiwa ndimuri pa mamonya ipapo.
Ndiripo. Aiwa ndiroda kutenda nengo ya mandipa iyo iyi.
Mhm taura izvo nyitinzo.
Ukaona mwana otiza mumusha aro atiza mumusha kutiza baba achinogara kuno mwesa bhukura kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Mhm.
Indinonzi comrade kugarika Masanga ndiri muwo veteran ini pandiri panapa.
Mhm.
Ndiri graduate ndiroto ne bachelor of science degree social engineering ndakatouya kuzotsvaka basa kuno.
Mhm.
Pari chiri kundishaka ndechekuti sekuru ava vari kuvaka university iye zvinezvi for the past 36 years havana chavakaita. Mandela within 5 years akavaka misha inonzi Mandela kuvakira vanhu zvese everything muno.
Mm-hmm.
But for 36 years now inere 37 murume mukuru akuti ada kuvaka university vake vana chaichavo vari kutodzingwa mudzimba kuno kuva chazodzidza kuno ari da kuti vana vaani vapinde kuuniversity iyoyo.
Mhm.
Kumusha chego chego hakuna mari kuti vana vacho vaende kuchikoro. Hakuna mabasa ekuti vana vacho vachasenza kuti vabhadharirwe zvino vabe kuti vaende kuchikoro kwacho. That university yakuta is a sheer waste of money. It's wasting the people's money. Maticha haasi kubhadharwa masoja haana bonus yegore rakapera. Vari kukwereta mari izvozvo zvekuti vabhadhare masoja vabhadhare vanhu asi vari kuda kuburitsa mari mukuhurumende vachinovaka university isati yane mwana arira kunzi aende kuchikoro.
Asika comrade Masanga, pane chakaipa here kuti pavakwe university inodzidzisa nezveumhizha inenge ine zvinhu zvese zvakanyatsokwana kuti ka vanhu vasaende kunze kunodzidza kune dzimwe nyika zvavanga vachiita?
Hakuna mwana wa minister chero wana anodzidza pauniversity iyoyo. Varoda kuti angadai akazvita kare kuma blessing. Iye zvinezvi is too late. Mamiro akaita zvinhu zvedu munyika haasi kutendera timbowana chiburitsa rimwe sendi rekutanga zvimwe zvinhu. Mugwagwa chaichaivo ukapinda muHarare ka mugwagwa urinda kumusha kwetu wakatonaka. MuHarare muri kusemesa. Mapotos ari muHarare kuti ubve kubva chaiu chako kutungwiza uine road yaye inoenda kumbudzi unotambura. Kubva chaiu chako pachigwanyika kunosvika kuti uda kuti uende kunosvika pasiye papolice station apo zvinokutorera nyere almost more than 45 minutes. Saunonga kutopinda muHarare. Saka mudhara harusi kutarisa kuti chimwe chakashata mukati menyika tichi ngekuti vana veZimbabwe vasunungurwe votenda kuti baba vakunozorora vakasiya vaita zvakati chavakasiya vaita kurova vanhu kuponda vachiviringidza vanhu vaita zvavanda vachipisa pane kuti nezvi ndongo yakadai vakuita restructuring kuti ndako chinozorora ndatoti mugwagwa yagadzirwa here airport yakanaka ndege dziriko here dziri kufamba mabhazi chavo ari kuhere vakauraya zupu kwakusina
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kugarika masango
ndinotenda hangu baba jonga hazvingaperei paya vahenyuva muvanhu mukana asi ndiri kurwadziwa ezvo ndakatiza musha kuya kuno kujoni ndichitaza ndichidzokera kumba kure 1215 kilometers from Harare to Pretoria kuti tizotsvaga kuti vana vaponi mavavheki acho tinonzi rokupa 120 haina chaita imwe yacho haiuye imwe mwedzi hapana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
aiwa ndatenda zvangu muve neusiku hwakanaka mu
aiwa nemiwo
ndikuda kupinda futi musandisiye pamota chirongwa ndikuda kupinda in everyday ndikugara kundirwadza uyu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
ndatenda hangu hapana chekuzviita asi mashoko edu iwayo vari kutanzwawo vari kuteerera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
vanachiwenga vana kurohwa
aiwa tikurudzire mbirizhonga mukoma kugarika masango tine chida kuti titaurirane hanzi ngoromera ari vake musha asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hangu nedzidzi dzenyu asi vari kutirova
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka ibaba
Gibbs, that's our first caller. Unfortunately, you can tell that emotions are highly charged. Of course, we want to have a conversation, not a shouting match. But essentially what he's saying is that Mr. Mugabe is abusing resources. He's talking about the infrastructure. He's saying the roads are dilapidated. Those are some of the things that if the government has got money, it can rehabilitate its infrastructure throughout the country. And, of course, he is saying he's a war veteran. He fought for the country, but because of circumstances, he was forced to go to South Africa to try and seek employment. He's a BSc graduate.
In engineering, yeah?
Yes, in engineering, and he's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is really disheartening him, and this is why he says he tends to be very emotional.
I like his name too. What is his name?
Kugarika Masango.
He's a war veteran.
Yes, he's a war veteran. I suspect this is a name that he was using during the Liberation War, but loosely translated to say, if you want to sit pretty in future, obviously you need to go into the bush. I assume it was about going to the Liberation War and fight, you know. So, Kugarika Masango. I don't know if roughly... maybe that's what it means.
So before getting to our next caller, let's read what is there on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, this is the Robert Mugabe vanity project. And then Henry Beaumont says, how much debt does the Zimbabwe government have at the moment? Then Ronald Jani says, look at the bigger picture. I think the university is more of a farewell in honor of the president. Then we've got Henry Beaumont again who says, how many goats is that university? You still remember the goats story? You know, that people were going to pay fees.
Yeah.
So he's converting the billions into goats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's get to our caller. It's no problem, because I'm going to call you. But I'm going to call you.
I'm going to call you. Pela ilegi cabinet kamgabe yona le khathesi kungabe ibhile inye khona phe ukuthi kumele kugeje igodi elikhulu lokugqibela abantu bephila they can always approve it abala ngqondo because ungahamba from Bulawayo usiyafika iMathabeleni north usiyafika eMzola usiyafika eDandani uziye ngene esipali efike eBMC elusule esipa elukuze ngikhona ebhinga akula mgwaqo that road covers almost nearly 500 kilometers but kakula mgwaqo lokho esazalwayo thina sifike kuloko kulubhuqu lakathi siloko kulubhuqu abantwana bakuleziyana indawo kabayazi into okuthiwa yithara but somebody is thinking of building another university on top another of another university engakapheli sure you know it's very surprising imali yona le iveli vela ngapha i-15 billion le yakho efuna ukuyisebenzisa they must not lie to us and tell ukuthi the money disappeared they've been keeping that money to use it ukwakha ama university abo mgabe yabo it's very bad it's only that 2018 is also delaying to come we could ngabe sile ndlela ukuspeed up i process yokufika ku 2018 bese speed up then we go into elections these people must go and rest in their in their farms ne ubaba umkandla uyakwazi indawo engikhuluma ngayo wayefundisa ugwe headmaster headmaster one and lokho asukayo that school is still going down further down akulanto elungayo akula ma clinics if I can tell you abantu they are dying umuntu angagula kancane malaria sefile because akula mgwaqo akula clinic akula ambulance akula nix ama teacher abayiyala ukuyafundisa khona ngayo but is busy wanting to build university lokhu zini you can't even understand how do they my priorities are they are not even straight that is why they always put ZANU PF in front of young people zabanye abantu it's very disappointing anyway akulanto esingayenza but at the moment the only thing okumele siyenze thina is to push hard for elections to come vote then these people out then we can start to rebuild the country otherwise I'm born. It's very surprising and it's wondering. Akula ma bridge once izulu sina abantu abasedrobheni kabaye ekhaya abasekhaya kabaye edrobheni. How do you survive in an environment like that? In Africa, the whole of Africa, this is the worst area eMathebeleland leya. Which means yena lokwathatha umbuso wakhe he just thought of going to stay in Harare khona ngale kazanga. Kathesi usegwandeni ukuhambe ngeframathina kazanga akuhambe ngamaport wall. Okwakho uyalenda kuphela uyafika lende kuphela suka lapho uyasuka hambe futhi nge-helicopter. Abanye abantu ziyasuffering but he's eating their own money.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu, hayi sikhathi sesihambile kodwa uyitshayile baba.
Hayi siyabonga.
Siyabonga Nkosi. So that was Mr. Nkosi is in Botswana. You know, he says, you know, it's surprising that the president is thinking of such a project when there is some kind of infrastructural disaster in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
He says clinics are down, roads are not there at all. You know, schools are underfunded. All those things are a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, why would he think about such a project when, you know, there's no money at all? So where are they going to get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking that maybe that 15 billion is just somewhere. Maybe it's the one that is going to construct this kind of big infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So he says, if he had his own way, he was going to speed up the election process
mm-hmm.
and then have elections today, you know, and then he gets it of ZANU PF.
On Facebook, we have a comment from Eustathius Kayemba. Arguti, comrade Kugarika Masanga, Tendai Wokani, Mudara Bob, do it good for your generation. Tombo Zogera, kuna Vabasopo, Murupo, Evernat. Vabasopo? Nare, achenegiru, kutinise. Vabasopo, Murupo, Evernat.
Yeah,
I'm Ribobar Nare. How are you? I'm Ribobar Taura Nechi Shona. Tichi Taura, Tichi Taura, Iyo, Nyaya, Iyo, Ye, University, Rudaku, Wakwai. Saka, yeah. Imi, se Sanga Norezi, Nasu, Maka, Taura, Ere, Ne, Gurukotare, Tizwe, Pam Soro, Muzuna Fundo, Jonathan Moyoguti, Amus Kufara, Nisha, Arbitage.
Okay, thank you. Isusu takambota wana na waa Jonathan Moyo. Chekutanga wacha tinga da kuziwa ndechi kuti waa Jonathan Moyo wana waa mkuru wezi na fundo za matawara zikuma university. Takaita na waa meeting 3 months ago. Tishitata wana nezu nyeze maa attachment fees nekuti ndewa wana kutunga mbira nyeze zikubiro waka maa students mari za wati maa students wapa dele mari yese that is 100% ya maa fees. Iyo wazizi wacho wafirimo mshikoro fisho ya kuti mawazizi wana wachibadu la maridzeze ma libraryzeze ma swimming pool maridzeze transport iye ngati mboti muna hana zapa university wa Zimbabwe iye muna achigaya kukwekwe saa kubiru waka ma students kwa maria wakushandiswa iyo tangwe ndia wakushandiswa kuita ma interface rallies so chatino funga ndeche kuti iyo inonzi attachment fees iyoyo ngaibvise kana kuti pari pachirungu tinoti attachment fees must fall so that the priorities in this government they can be able to be driven towards the real service delivery.
Tinotenda zvikuru, rambai muri parunhare. Mukoma Basopo, tine mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Elias, makadi?
Makadi mukoma wangu.
Aiwa, tiri nani. Hanzi munokuluma zvakare nekutaura shoni.
Ndotaura zvese nekuda kwekuti takakunyika zvevamwe, so takabvisira zvese mitauro yese mitauro nevamwe.
Aiwa, zvinofadza zvikuru. Peo pfungwa dzenyu.
Oraiti, haini nangu ndanga chitangopawo komendi pamusoro peyunivhesiti. Kuti yunivhesiti kana kuri kuti president vasarudza kuti yunivhesiti vari kuivakira kuti ichabatsira vanhu for free, kwete kuti inenge chinzi ibusiness, part of business, handione chakaito pazviri. Kuti iwo zvezvira kuti kune vana vari intelligent vari munyika vanenge vachita mahelp vasinawo mari dzemafisi sezvinoitwa kuno kuna South Africa, then by that way handione problem pazviri because it benefits the country. But kana iri kuri yekunzi inenge ine special yekuti inenge ichita business rekuti chechikoro chimwe chandakanzwa chavo chezi chinobatsira nheyere chinenge chakubhadhariswa mama extra money zvakawandisa, then it will be a problem to the country because hapana zvainenge ichibatsira nyika.
Asi semaonero enyu, iyo bhiriyoni ingadai yashandiswa chii?
Ii pa 1 billion apa at the moment nekrati tiri munyika medu tobooneseka semagetsi akawandisa ari da kuvharwa nekuda kwemari teteko, saka takatarisa kuti zvimwe zvinhu ka tinogona kuisa pressure kuti ngapavakwe invhesiti at the moment ene invhesiti yacho haina kana munhu wana asaada kuipinda pari zvinhu. Takatarisa muzvipatara hamuna kana even mapiritsi emusoro chetere display kana pain is rekuti munhu akarapwa musoro hamuna. Basi toshandisa 1 billion kuvaka mudhuri wekuti munhu vanhu vachazouya, but sofa upenyu hwevanhu huri padenda, even chikafu chachi hamuna munyika hamuna kana mari. Saka takatora mariyo takambokwanisa kuvhara maburi. I think at the moment zvingabatsire iyo zvebuilding iro tozoroona pamberi apo, and building yacho kana zvichikodzera ngarive rinobatsira avo mahara for free. Kana zvichinzi yunivhesiti yacho ichava for free kandi ine 30% iri less yekuti nzi vana vanogona varipo vanotariswa vanogona kupiwa mabhezi awo vachienda kuyunivhesiti iyo. I think that is a good thing yavanenge vaiita ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs said there from Elias is saying that, you know, if the university is to help the poor, he might, you know, support it. But at the moment, he's saying it's not a top priority for the government because the hospitals don't have drugs, you know, even painkillers. So he's saying that that's a top priority. And then he's saying that some people still need food assistance, and he's saying that government must be focusing on those things other than trying to construct a $1 billion university at this juncture. Gibbs.
And let's get to Mr. Mkandla. Baba Mkandla, uko na simu ni baba? Baba Mkandla, uko na? Ukaja nzani Baba Mkandla, ifoni yake ikumegile. So maybe let me read one or two messages on Facebook. Let's see who's there. There's Opet who says, we don't even care if ever the President Mugabe actually sets up this university. Kubuya ke lobaba kutwa unjabulo. Unjabulo uti kaibuye kumbinga abu university leo. Ivele isa sinata ngani. Sipone njalo kulomyo kutwa Thompson. Thompson uti ya, university leo siya wanita wa yamantu sewefunuweza imali. Loko kutwa first family yabantu asebehlupha ke eZimbabwe, sizabona ukuthi kuyaphelela ngapi. So abantu bayajinga kakhulu lapha. Blessing, sibona ukuthi silobani lapha. Sidomnumzana uNkomo ecingweni. Baba Nkomo, kunjani? Nkomo uyaphila?
Blessing,
uBlessing uyaphila kakhulu. Ngilaye lapha
Video.
Oh yeah, so if phone yakho ingazani yakhatha, Baba Nkomo. Inetwork chetambi chani nxa lokusakhona cheta nguzwe. Yeah, mana khona apho vele ungachibiliki kume khona apho kanye. So busithini baba? Yeah, uthini ngakho?
Kodwa ukho ngihlala ngikhuluma ekhaya kathi ngibuhlale kakhulu, ngikhuluma nje kuthi kubuhlungu madoda.
abafana balimala baqamuka izinyawo beqalilwa ngamabhulu siyezele ukuthi abantu bahlale kuhle ungahamba bengezelela endaba yelele amaklinika and everything abarani akapresident ngabohamba ishiya 10 million awukwakha imigwaqo kumba akwakha amakliniki izikolo siyambonga kakhulu konke ngabe kungcono kakhulu
ye ikolleji ke ikolleji awulifuni
uyangizwa phela
ye ikolleji awulifuni yini ifoni yakho Nkomo ye bakini iphone yakho yakho watisi kufonele Nkomo ye Nkomo sizamfonela lapha ecebani but what we are saying is it would be good if the president went around provinces and gave people, you know, give, let's say, clinics about 10 million each to actually transform. But he's thinking only of constructing his own university. So he says this is totally unfortunate.
Let's go back to Zokera Gunava, Basopo, Basopo, Murper, Bernard.
Hello, Bernard.
Saka tichi tarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuma university uko zvakamira sei chii chiri kupa kuti munyanyo kugunun'une kudaro
baba chatirwadza mauniversity aripo izvozvi ndechekuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita university nezvaange aimbori uye nezvainofanira kunge imbori ndataura nezvenyaya dzezvepekugara kumauniversity pachirungu paunoti accommodation vana vanofanira kugara vari ma1-1 marumuzi izvozvi marumi vavo aiswa vanhu 3 tingatarisa izvinhu panyaya dzezvechikafu chaizvo chaizvo baba dai maizomboya sestudio 7 muchimbotapa nhau dzenyu muchiona kana atingati macues pachirungu kati mitese yevana vanonge vamira kutora nyange chikafu chavakabhadhara chaicho chaicho zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka vana vari kudzingwa mumayunivhesiti umu zvakanyanyisisa nekuda kwekunzi havana kubhadhara mari dzezvekufunda kanti mari dzezvemaschool fees to us that is diabolic kwatiri zvinotirwadza uye zvinonyanya kutirwadza sevana vari kubva mumhuri dzisina mari yakanyanya uye government kanti hurumende hapana zvairi kuita kutroya kubatsiridza ndoti hati kuti mari iri kunzi 1 billion iri da kuiswa kuvakwa kwechimwe chikoro dai yamboiswa mune zvikoro zviri paizvozvi kuti mwana umwe naumwe agara aripo ave ne belief kati ava nekodzero kati abvumirwe kuti akwanise kunge achipedza chikoro chake nemamiriro azvakaita.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri Vashumba. Makadii Vashumba?
Tiri makadii Vabongo.
Aiwa tiripo Vashumba, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Imi pfungwa dzangu dzinoti pa 1 billion yavari kutaura nezvavei. Ko tadii taitora 1 billion iyoyo? Tine vanhu vakapasa vakafunda vakabva pamayunivhesiti atinawo izvezvi right now vakutengesa airtime munzira right now vamotengesa madomasi. Ngatitore mari iyoyoyo teishandisa kumutsidza nyika yedu kana kupeta mabasa avakambotivimbisa ayaye kuti tine mabasa achativhotera tiemabasa atichakupai ngavatipe mari iyoyo vomutsidzira maindastiri akavhara tine NRZ iri kutatarika, tine Air Zimbabwe iri kutatarika. Izvezvi maindastiri mazhinji mukasabonya kumasasa umu hamusina mishini iri kushandisa kuti maindastiri avhara. Saka vana vezimbabwe vatiza munyika mavo nekuda kwenzara. Ngavatipe mari iyo vavhure mabasa tishande nepane kuti tiende kunovaka yunivhesiti isu tisina mabasa. Ngatiende sekondari iyo, ngatitangei kubva kupuraimari. Ndatenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Vashumba. Gibbs, Mr. Shumba is saying that, you know, the priorities are upside down, and he's saying that maybe the money could have been used as the stimulus package to create the 2 million jobs that the government of ZANU-PF promised in 2018. And he's saying, as it is, it's a waste of resources, Gibbs.
Yes, sibone silakho khona ngapho ke ku page ye VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi siku live stream esiyenza ukatesi ku VOA Ndebele. Enye ngkhona ke iyo VOA Studio 7, enye njalo iyo VOA Shona. So don't forget to follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So we are reading messages right now on the viewer in the very page.
Mm-hmm.
There's Abitube who says, this is absolutely nonsense. People are starving and the hospitals don't have any drugs. There are no roads and all these things are actually bothering us. Then Ellington Dube says, the national health situation in Zimbabwe is in a shambles. And yet somebody has got money to build universities. What is this that we hear that there's this Robert Capriel Mugabe University? This is a big joke. Then we've got Kumete Ndotana who says, oh, kiki, kiki, kiki. You know the kiki, kiki, you know.
The laughter.
Says the 94-year-old with a grandfather with one great-grandson is trying to do the impossible. So then we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me, please, right now. I want to contribute. So we're going to call you, you ask our producer to phone Apostle Midian Mfarabili Dube. Then Mehluleli Moyo says, Zimbabweans are a big failure. We should be thinking about building our country, but we're focusing on building someone's name, the biggest losers in the world. I think this is a very strong statement about Zimbabweans. This guy is saying all of us are very big losers.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know what we're doing. So maybe one day we'll talk about this because he's raising very interesting issues here. So I'm told that there is the Ipitumile Maphosa, ZAPU spokesperson on the line. I think you can go ahead, Blessing, with him.
Mr. Maphosa, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Maphosa, what is your take on the cabinet approving the construction of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University in Wazoe?
Well, it's a very unfortunate incident where a whole cabinet and probably Parliament of Zimbabwe are going to bed with a man who is on a name duty free, a name that has got so much pain and suffering to Zimbabwe. We all know what the name of Robert Mugabe symbolizes to many Zimbabweans. It is an unnecessary investment, if I may say so. Looking at the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, the current state of affairs in Zimbabwe, we really don't need a university, especially of that amount, because we have so many universities in Zimbabwe that some are not even complete up until now. We have NASP in Bulawayo, we have Refinery State University in Lupane. We really don't need another university that will not be completed, or maybe this one will be completed simply because it carries the name of Robert Mugabe. We have always said and told the Zimbabweans that the cabinet we have, they are just there to rubber stamp the wishes of Robert Mugabe. They are not there to really push for the betterment of our lives as citizens. Here they are. Recently, they bought him a wheelchair, and they said it was a massage chair. We know it was a wheelchair. A full cabinet, of a nation that is suffering like Zimbabwe, paying a wheelchair, prioritizing a wheelchair for a man who should be resigning or retiring into I mean,
Mr. Maphosa, why would you say it was a wheelchair when clearly it was a massage chair?
No, it was a wheelchair. It is a wheelchair. Maybe it is massaging capability.
Mr. Maphosa, I think you are talking like a politician. But also, another point that you raised, you said that Mr. Mugabe's name evokes bad memories. But his supporters might argue that, you know, he recently won an election in 2018 and is very popular. There are rallies that he's holding in the rallies, and thousands and thousands of people are flocking. There are some who genuinely believe that he's doing a good job, right?
Well, we must remember that Robert Mugabe holds all the state apparatus, stretching from the army, the central intelligence, the police. These are the people who are forcing people. That's not much to these so-called rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually wonder as to the necessity and I mean the necessity of these rallies. In 1980, I think Mugabe was around 57, if I'm not mistaken. He never held such rallies where he would group all the youths to see a president of Zimbabwe. I think that then it was going to make sense in 1980 because people had no experience of having a black leader. But now he's almost 100. He's 94, thereabouts.
Mm.
And he's grouping our children and our young brothers and sisters to sit there and watch an ailing and old dictator in Robert Mugabe. It's really unnecessary, and we really don't know why what he's trying to achieve by that. And him winning the election, well, it is subject to debate. We know the allegations of rigging, left, right, and center. Opposition have proved beyond any doubt that these elections are always rigged. So him being an election winner of 2013 and 2018, it hasn't really hold water.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yes, Loba Bumoyo, Loba Kungani, Baba Moyo, Ujan.
Anya Pila.
You want to go to Bumoyo?
Yeah. You want to go to Bumoyo?
Yeah, Pose Lakuba.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the person, I want to go to the other side, I need to see. Ubaba uprofesi Moyo uyazama kakhulu ngoba ungakhangela kathesi isizeelitiya kwakhiwa ngekuthi abantu bafunde ukuthi lelizwe likaphezulu into ekhona izanceda abantu bezimbabwe and bengathi ngoba imali naleyo yakhe iyunivesithi ngabe umgwaqisile amaklinika ezibhedlela kulamiti hayi kaso ministry of health ubaba uMoyo kaso ministry of transport ubaba uMoyo ubabumoyo nazi ukuthi angangena umfufri uyayizamela ayikhuphele kuphezulu bamvumele ukuthi leyo nto kayenzakale singabantu sizanceda abantu ona laba abantu abathi bakurongo abantu aba bazafunda kwapha akakhulu abantu laba abaningabesiya phandle babelekelesiya ezimbabwe zezilo mna mvumelani la
kodwa-ke nxa sizikhangela Moyo kulabanye abathi imali yena leyo kumele ivele kurhulumente kayikho so wena ubona zani iyavela
ye kodwa-ke phela asazi ukuthi yena ukeza njani ukuthi aeleleyo mali kuthiwa kayikho
oh I think his phone is just cut off but you are saying something very totally different from what many people are saying here he says when Professor Jonathan Moyo is given a position he actually uses it very effectively in creating a project or doing something, you know. We still remember the Zimte funds. That's another issue for another day. But he says he knows how to manage his own kind of sphere. So at this moment, he has actually created this kind of big university where Zimbabweans are going to go for learning opportunities and all those kind of things. So he believes that it's going to help so many Zimbabweans. And he says, by the way, some people are complaining about roads and all these other things. Professor Moyo is not in charge of the Minister of Transport. He's in charge of the Minister of Education. So what he's doing is doing it at his own best. You know, I think that's another argument.
Interesting one. Mr. Basopo, are you still on the line?
I'm on the line. I want to respond.
You can go ahead.
I think this man, in as much as he tried to bring sense out of his argument, he is totally out of touch with the reality on what momentarily is happening, with what is happening in universities. Look, my brother, I've been raising the issue of accommodation. 1 month ago, the University of Zimbabwe students, medical students, my doctor, they had a strike whereby they were trying to speak against the increment in tuition fees, which Jonathan Moyo is responsible often about. Right now, they've shut those students out of residence. They've said no medical students from the University of Zimbabwe is going to accommodate is going to have access to accommodation simply because they strike. So Jonathan Moyo is not in charge of exactly what is happening to my university. He's just making use of his position for political expedience. He's not taking care of the students who he himself is supposed to be father of all of them. So that is a miss. That is what you call it. He's misdirecting the whole population into believing that Jonathan Moyo is in charge of his constituency. He's out of touch.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma hasla magadi.
Tripen magadiyo.
Mama mboenda wapu mkoma hasla mchabatiki.
Ndanga nchibo terera. Andika wano mbo terera rambu.
I want to tell you, Hansi, you learn more by listening, right? Tipe ufungwa ze nyungu maasla panya university aneta.
Daitambo gadzirisa ziripo. Aungati imbayaka pukanyika, imbayaka pukanyika. Imwe imbayaka pukanyika. Then utanga futu kudagu waka imwe imba. And moso, wana watara ninyo ema roads. Iko ku university question, how do we drive there? Ezi nezi Zimbabwe kutwara nenyaye investment. Hapana munhu anoinvesta munyika isina maroads. You know, saka my priorities ndo ari wrong. And in a nutshell, they say behind every successful man there is a woman. Havasikureva kuti mukadzi as a female. Vari kutaura munhu anovaka. Ndo dambudziko ratangoita chete ipapa. Yeah.
Saka imi muri kuti mari idashandiswa mamwe ma projects aripo kare.
I mean this is clear, that's obvious, isn't it? Nyika iri kunzi haina mari. Saka mari yazobva kupi? Because pane zvinhu zvitoripo zvanga zviripo zvakapwanyika zvatoda kuti tivakiridze patsva. Saka ndoza tuwa kuti tinge tichiisa mari yedu tu. Pane mwe munambotaura ninye kuti vanhu havasi kuvaka nyika vada kuvaka mazita. I think there are enough maroads anonzi ana Robert Mugabe. Ane maportals for that matter.
Aiwa.
Saka data mbugadzirisa izvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma hasla nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Gibbs, you heard from Yasla there. He used to be a regular caller, but now he's saying, you know, he's listening to what others are saying. Yeah. But what he's saying, most callers, is that, you know, the infrastructure at the moment, roads and stuff like that, is not looking good. And he's saying the government must expend its energy in ensuring that that is corrected, because he's saying that if the infrastructure is not good, it also means that investors are not willing to come and invest, because the roads are full of potholes. As for naming the university, Robert Gabriel Mugabe is saying that there are many roads that are named after Mr. Mugabe. And
we really get him. So now what is happening is that in Zimbabwe, blessing, there are roughly about 13 state universities. And you know, one of the universities is the University of Zimbabwe where you went, and then the NUST and Chinoy University. I guess Chinoy University is doing a lot in terms of technology. And then NUST is also doing the same thing. Technology, science,
mathematics. Bindura, University of Science and Technology.
So now one wonders what this university will be doing, what is different from the others.
Maybe it's cutting edge technology, we'll see. Tinava Makura, Makadi Makura.
Tiripo Makadiyo.
Aywa, Tirinani, Tiripo Makura, Tipo Pungwazi.
Okay, yes. Kamu na mwishi batiru wapakati, bati msoro na uzaunda unzi. Nyeyekuti wa mwishi ziro waka ima university, mama university haripasi na kutazwa na kaka, andu wano jine msoro ezo. Kutakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak we extend amom chabacho mune mambo mune makomba nemabura amune zvishandwira rume baba
asika vamwe ari kuti vamugabe vanenge varoa basa zvemhando yepamusoro nekudaro vanenge vachita kutendwa povakwa university inopowa zita ravo
ah pabati pakambika president chokati akaita basa guroto anova vanhu vadzidze munyika medu kwavo asi nguva zvaitwa zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo zaro harikatomboroveka kuti mwari atoka matongera oga iro zaro charamba iyo yunivhesiti inogona kuzovakwa chero mwari avatonga chero adii chero achiri kurarama but pari zvino ikonomi yedu hainomira zvakanaka
saka inini kuri kuti ndimi muri panyanga vamakura mapuwa 1 billion mazibhegiro zvii zvamurida kuti mari iitwe nazvo
halo
ndiri kuti dei murimi muri kutungamira mapuwa 1 billion nemamitiro akaita zvinhu munyika maishandisa kuita sei
chokutanga ndatanga ndagadzirisa mugwagwa ndoenda muzvipatara vanhu havana mishonga chokutanga zvipatara nemigwagwa nokuti vanhu vakawanda zvitoshoshana nemarori kavanhu vakutiza kunyika munyika medumo vachitenderera vachienda nekumalawi vachibva malawi vachienda kumozambique vane marodhi emuzimbabwe haana kumira zvakanaka saka investments haingamboitike munyika mune makombo akadaro izvi chavai taka kugadzisa nyaya yezvipatara zvipatara zvisina mushonga nemigwagwa ndizvanaitanga kuita zvakazvabhalansa zvinovachi ndozvira pachimwe chikamu chii chokutanga zvipatara upenyu utano ndinodiwa baba utano toita mugwagwa kuti wane mainvestiments hapa munhu anoyakuzoinvesta munyika mune makomba nemuchira migwagwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndatendawo baba ndatendatinotenda
zvikuru Gibson here from Mr. Makura is a truck driver and he's saying that of course, some might argue that Mr. Mugabe has done a lot for the country. He says he's not disputing that. Mm-hmm. But what he's disputing is the timing. He's saying, you know, the issue that if he was the president, he would prioritize the roads and hospitals.
Yes, now we've got a caller on the line. Baba Fortune, Ngunjan. So, akucho ke ukuthi university leyo ubona njani? Robert Mugabe University.
Uyazi kuthi sesikwangupambana nje Zimbabwe nanku lako Jonathan sebesenza ama invest of Robert Mugabe. You know it's so unfortunate that uMgabe uqhubeke senza into zonke zenezi. Engelambono wakusasa ukuthi lawo ma graduate uzawenzani ungaqeda ukwaqeqesha. Nanga ma university akhona kathesi kakula msebenzi kwalawo ma graduate alibana ngingumgabe bengiza create first employment revive industries and then you can then create other universities lawa khona olupane namba kabaka qedi ukwakhiwa ogwanda lapho kabaka qedi i-Middle State University njana isize iphela ngokudilika ingaqedi ukwakhiwa but we want to create more and give me konoko it is a desperation to try and salvage the legacy that is gone so ke injalo ngomgabu labantwana abakho bahamba ema university are outside and you want to create a university within the country who is going to attend when your own kids not attend to those universities so it's just of one of those things a scheme of looting asebeyiqala njalo njengenhlala yena
so kumele kwenziweni lapha kumele anganikwa imali
hayi phela le mali yangkhona kayikho you simple can't pay your own workers and then you want to create a university for what reason imali yangkhona kayikho le ekhona enlutshwane we must planted kuma hospitals as lo munyo bekhuluma we must try and build the primary schools at least we have seen schools in farming areas abantwana bafundela ngaphansi kwezihlahla they simply do not can't afford chairs so imali yokwenza university etha ngaso if you have little money ungumgabe you are getting it from somewhere the diamonds or whatever go and plant that money in primary schools so that our kids can have shelter.
Yes, I was a cool spoiler, I could be about fortune, not to us.
Okay.
Yes, so he says create employment and do other things, then you can think of university.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. Mr. Treasure Basopo, Zinasu spokesperson, and also Mr. Tandeko Zindimkanja, education minister, and ZAPU spokesman, Mr. Ipitumile Maposa. Thank you so much to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.